So, yeah. Okay, so choosing where you want to be for the next 20, 25 minutes. And deciding if you want to be laying down, standing, sitting, moving. And, we call these midweek meditations, but if the label of meditation doesn't serve you, if that brings up particular images or expectations, dropping that and just thinking, okay, I'm carving out 25 minutes to be with myself, to be held in community, but also to come back to myself from like the busyness of life and the world and everything else that's going on. And before we even begin, intention is so important. Yeah, the way in which we intend to be with ourselves. So maybe we could just have the intention, whether we manage it or not, to be who we are for the next 25 minutes. Yeah, to allow ourselves to be who we are. Almost to leave ourselves alone to be who we are. Yeah, nothing to fix, improve. I had a great conversation with a woman yesterday, and she described it as wanting to get off the hamster wheel of self-optimization. I love this phrase, God, just there's nothing to optimize here. It's just something to be enjoyed. Yeah. And maybe we don't manage that, but there's something powerful about having an intention when we return to ourselves of kindness, however we find ourselves. Yeah. So seeing how that intention maybe takes form for you. What feels how you wish to be with yourself. And then bringing that intention into just a little bit of movement to begin with. So if your intention is to like let yourself be, maybe it's to enjoy yourself, maybe it's to hold yourself with kindness, bringing that intention into a little bit of movement. And this helps us come back to the body. What does it mean to move with this intention? How maybe do you want to touch your body with this intention? What does acceptance mean through movement and touch? Or what does kindness mean? What does letting yourself be mean? We can give that to ourselves with our hands. Wherever your hands have landed, we can offer this intention to our bodies from our hands. So, our hands touching our bodies, this intention of kindness or acceptance, whatever it is for you. So, giving that to ourselves, and we can be the recipients as well. So receiving it from our hands. What's it like to be this body receiving this intention? and allow that receiving of that touch to bring you in, to bring you home. And maybe it's not just the touch of your body, maybe it's the touch of the earth, receiving the holding of the earth. Maybe it's the touch of the air, the touch of your clothes against the body. What if all of this was imbued with the same intention? What if the earth, the air, the sound, the feel, was all wishing to communicate, you're fine, just as you are. You're beautiful just as you are. You belong just as you are. And allowing yourself to receive as much of that as you can. You can imagine all of the pores in your body soaking that up. Breathing it in through the back body. And through the front. And through the sky and through the earth. What if everything just wanted you to be who you are? And that's however you are. So this might find you grumpy and annoyed. It might find you shy. It might find you spiky. It might find you full of grief. It might find you twitchy, impatient. And it might find you a whole complex bundle of many of those things, yeah. That's just what it means to be alive. And what if all of it was welcome? It didn't need to be fixed or changed. And noticing if any tension begins to creep into places, our faces or our shoulders, pelvic floor. Bringing a sense of the intention that you first came up with to those places. So it might just be as you are, or bringing kindness to that, to those areas. It's okay that you're here. Stepping off the hamster wheel of needing to change, improve, or optimize anything. Giving yourself full permission to be who you are right at this moment. Maybe you are a woman who is tired and has a headache and is a bit grumpy. Saying hello to you as you are. Maybe you are heartbroken, despairing. Hello. Maybe you are in awe, full of gratitude and delight. Welcome. What happens if the tension between who we are and who we think we should be or need to be? What happens if we let go of those two poles? What happens to the tension that creeps in between those two if we stop playing that game for a while? And maybe that energy can then begin to be or to arise differently. We stop trying to change and fix ourselves, be different from how we are. That energy can be liberated. Where might it want to flow? Remembering your intention. Mamta gave us this beautiful image before the meditation started of this little girl sitting in the autumn leaves, just being who she is and delighting in that and in the leaves. Can we bring a little bit of that to ourselves? Can we be comfortable with who we are? And can we delight in what we love? You know, what is that for you? What are the autumn leaves for you? And maybe when we allow ourselves to just be who we are, we stop trying to be someone different. That awareness can turn towards the things that bring us delight, that bring us love. When we stop trying to fix, maybe we can enjoy a little bit more ourselves and the world. if you've found somewhere that feels nourishing and yummy to rest, to be yourself, you feel free to stay there. We've got about 3 or 4 minutes left. And you could also very gently begin to open up your awareness, coming out the same way that we went in, you know, opening up to the earth and the air, the clothes, the sky, the sounds. And what if the invitation from them is just to be who you are? Just to be who you are in the world. What's it like to expand out into them with a sense of that invitation? And letting yourself be drawn to something that you feel a sense of delight in as you begin to open up. It could be a sound, a smell, it could be something you can see. And giving yourself permission to enjoy it. Just for its own sake. It could be the blanket against you. It could be the autumn leaves falling from the tree. It could be a photograph of someone you love. It could be the smell of coffee. Taking delight. Got this poem, I read it the other night, but this poem by Gregory Orr, and it says, to be alive, not just the carcass, but the spark. That's crudely put, but if we weren't supposed to dance, then why all this music? To be alive, not just the carcass, but the spark. That's crudely put, but if we weren't supposed to dance, why all this music? So finally, just bringing to mind that intention that you had to begin with and seeing if you can have that intention moving forwards with the rest of the day. And maybe you might want to add to it, to dance.